Now, around the same time that Peter and Virtue were learning that Orville and Olivia were actually ostriches and not bushes, down in the southern part of the desert, Mercy and Justice were about to have some unexpected surprises of their own. Do you remember when Mercy and Justice decided to spend the night next to some rocks? Well, it just so happened that that pile of rocks was not just a pile of rocks after all. Those rocks were actually home to a small family of desert lizards. The family was made up of Grandma Loretta, Daddy Lyle, who is Grandma Loretta's son, Mama Lyle, Daddy Lyle's wife of 20 years, two teenage daughters, Lily and Lucy, and a 10-year-old son named Leopold. Now, these little lizards were so small and lived so far out in the southern desert that nobody actually knew that they were there. But the Lord knew. You see, even though these lizards were smaller than your thumb, their love for the Lord was bigger than your house. Those who love God are known by God, and this family of lizards was very precious to him. In fact, did you know that this family was one of the reasons why God had sent Peter, Virtue, Justice, and Mercy out into the desert in the first place? How could that be, you ask? Well, this family of lizards was a family of something we call intercessors. An intercessor is simply someone who keeps on praying and praying and praying for God to do the things that the Bible says God wants to do. And the Bible says that with all of his heart, God wants the gospel to go out to all the creatures of the world before the time of mercy runs out and the hour of judgment comes. And so, without anyone but God knowing it, for many years, this little family of lizards had been praying faithfully for God to send out workers to share the gospel with the creatures of the desert. And now, finally, after so much praying, God was answering their prayers by sending these camels out into the desert. However, at first, the little lizards did not know this. In fact, after hearing that big pop the night before, they weren't quite sure what to think about those two big brown rocks that the wind had unexpectedly blown in the night before. Daddy Lyle quietly and cautiously stuck his head out from under the rocks. With eyes open wide and jaw dropped, he turned to the rest of the family, still hiding under the rocks, and whispered,
"What in the world are those things? I've studied desert rocks all my life, and yet never have I seen anything as peculiar as these rock formations."
Then Leopold, who was very interested in science, asked quietly,
"Could it be a volcano, Daddy? Surely it's a volcano, isn't it? I mean, what else can make a pop like what we heard last night besides a volcano?"
Then, with a mischievous look on his face, he turned to his sisters and said with a flare of drama,
"At any moment now, those volcanoes could erupt and ooze out steaming hot lava. It could be the end of lizard civilization as we know it. Flee for your lives!"
"Eek!"
his sisters screeched.
"Shh!"
Mama Lyle said, looking at all three kids with warning in her eyes.
"This is serious business, children."
"Indeed it is,"
Grandma Loretta joined in with a firm but tender grandmotherly voice.
"In all my years, these rocks have never seen commotion such as what befell us last night. Not even in the days when your Grandpa Leonard Lizard scared off those desert foxes by claiming insanity. When he started hollering like a hyena and jumping rope with his own tail, that was all it took. They all thought he had the deadly lizard virus and took off running faster than an ostrich chasing itself in circles. That lizard was a true hero."
The children laughed quietly, and Grandma smiled back at them, but still with a genuine look of concern in her eyes. Then Daddy Lyle said,
"These unusual rock formations have some kind of bumpy, hump-looking thing on top of them. They also have some kind of brown, hairy-like moss growing all over them. It must be a fungus. I'm sure of it. Fungus-covered, humpified rocks, they are. Could be contagious. Everyone stay here and watch out. I'm going to take a closer look."
Lyle lizard, you be careful.
Grandma Loretta and Mama Lyle said with worry in their voices.
I will.
Lyle whispered back. Then with a brave look on his face, he looked into his wife Lila's eyes and said,
"Lila, No matter what happens, I want you to know that these have been the best 20 years of my life. Hug the kids for me.
Lila sighed with a look of affectionate adoration on her face, and this gave Lyle courage. One little lizard step at a time, he began to make his way over toward the camels that he thought were rocks, and maybe even volcanoes. As he did so, Grandma Loretta leaned over to Mama Lila and whispered proudly,
"I always knew that that boy was possessed of the same chivalry as that of his daddy."
When Lyle reached Justice, he immediately noticed that somehow the family roof had made its way under a peculiar part of these unusual rock formations, a part that had two ear-like things sticking up from it, and which was connected to the bigger part of the rock by a long, thick structure that looked like a tube.
How odd indeed,
thought Lyle to himself as he stared at what used to be his chimney. Suddenly, Justice began to move. He stretched his legs, stood to his feet, and said to Mercy enthusiastically,
"Morning, sis. Looks like we slept a little too late. Better get moving."
Scared out of his wits, Lyle screamed, Then running in circles, he yelled to his family,
"Volcano erupting! Volcano erupting! Flee to the rocks!"
"Honey, we're already in the rocks!"
Lila shouted back.
"Oh, okay. Flee to the dunes and hide in the sand,"
Lyle then ordered. Then Leopold ran outside to help his dad. When he looked up, he saw that the big brown rock had eyes and teeth.
"Dad!"
he yelled.
"I don't think it's a volcano. I think it's an animal."
When Lyle heard this, he suddenly remembered the story about his own daddy, Leonard Lizard, and the desert foxes.
"If these are indeed animals,"
he thought to himself,
"let's see what they think about this."
Then he started laughing like a hyena and jumping rope with his own tail. When he did this, Mercy was the first to notice a strange sound coming from below.
"Justice," she said, "do you hear that funny sound?"
"Yes," he said, "I believe I do. It sounds like someone is saying, 'I'm a hyena, I'm a hyena, be afraid, be afraid.' Where is it coming from?"
Then Mercy looked down and saw Lyle. Not quite sure why this little lizard was jumping rope with his tail, she smiled at him and said,
"Hello, friend. That is an amazing trick you are doing with your tail. Do you mind if I ask you why you are doing it?"
Daddy Lyle nearly fainted. The volcano was now talking. Then, after a few minutes of shock, Lyle Lizard came to his senses and built up the courage to say something back.
I'm trying to protect my family from you by scaring you away."
"Ah, I see," Justice replied with a smile. "Don't worry, my friend. We are not here to hurt you or your family. We are just camels who love Jesus the Messiah. He sent us out into the desert to share good news with the desert creatures. We are on our way to Scorpion Canyon to do just that. And we stopped here to rest for the night. We haven't seen anyone in weeks. What a sight for sore eyes you are, dear lizard."
Lyle couldn't believe what he was hearing. Looking intently into Mercy and Justice's eyes, he asked with astonishment, "Do you mean to tell me that you are servants of the living God and that you were traveling to the far places of the desert to share the good news of his son there?"
"Yes, we are," said Mercy. "There is just one problem. We have never been this way before, and we don't know where we are going. Do you know the way to Scorpion Canyon?"
Tears began to fill Lyle's eyes.
"Wait right here,"
he said with a quiver in his voice. No longer afraid, he ran back to the rocks as fast as he could.
"Grandma Loretta, Mama Lila, children,"
he shouted,
"come with me at once. The Lord has answered our prayers. Come and meet our brother and sister in the Lord. They are on their way to share the gospel in Scorpion Canyon of all places."
Both startled and excited by this news, the whole family went out to meet Justice and Mercy. After introducing themselves, they began to share the story of how for many years they had been praying for God to send workers out to Scorpion Canyon to share the gospel there. After they finished sharing, Mama Lila said,
"We cannot tell you how encouraged and honored we are to have you here, dear camels. I'm so thankful that God sent you here first before you made it to Scorpion Canyon. Prayer is such hard work, and sometimes it can get discouraging if you never see how God is answering your prayers. But now we are strengthened to pray more fervently than ever. Thank you.
The honor is ours, dear lizards,
Justice replied, overwhelmed with a deep sense of gratitude.
I used to be so blind with pride and deception. My heart was hard toward the desert creatures. I wanted mercy for myself, but justice for them. Then Jesus came, and he showed me the true darkness of my own heart. And yet, instead of giving me what I deserved, he turned my eyes to the cross and showed me mercy. And now I know that God was doing all of this in answer to your prayers. How could I ever thank you enough, friends? You are true intercessors of God Most High.
Then, with tears in her eyes, Grandma Loretta said,
Oh, if only Leonard Lizard were here to see this day. That lizard was a mighty prayer warrior, a mover of mountains, if I ever did see one.
I look forward to meeting Leonard Lizard in his resurrected body at the second coming,
Mercy said, looking at Grandma Loretta with great compassion and tenderness.
I have a great deal to thank him for.
When Mercy said this, the Holy Spirit touched Grandma Loretta's heart with hope, and her face beamed with a smile bigger, brighter, and more beautiful than the most colorful rainbow you've ever seen.
Thank you, dear one, thank you,
she said to Mercy. Justice and Mercy spent the rest of the day fellowshipping and worshiping with the lizard family. It turned out that Daddy Lyle knew where they could find some thorny shrubs not far from the lizard home, where Justice and Mercy had slept the night before as dormant volcanoes. Also, Grandma Loretta had an old map of the desert that Grandpa Leonard had drawn up many years ago on one of his adventures out in the desert. She pulled the map out and gave it to Justice and Mercy.
Here, friends, take this map, Grandma Loretta said. Seems that God has had it waiting here all these years just for you. It will get you where you need to go. It shouldn't take you too long to get to Scorpion Canyon. Maybe a week or so.
And we will be covering you in prayer the whole time,
Mama Lila chimed in.
We have heard that Scorpion Canyon is a very tough place, but our God is with you, and all things are possible with him.
Then Daddy Lyle said,
I do have one request to make of you before you leave in the morning.
What is it?
Justice asked.
You can use them again tonight if you like, said Lyle, smiling. But before you leave, would you two mind to put the rocks you used for your pillows last night back on top of that pile of rocks right over there? Your pillows are the roof to our house. True, we don't get much rain in the desert. Nevertheless, there's nothing like a good roof over your heads in case some desert foxes should dare to come snooping around.
Both camels and the whole family of lizards laughed.
Of course, my friend, of course, Justice said happily. Consider it done.
And so, the next day, Justice and Mercy fixed their new friend's roof. After saying goodbyes, they set off once again for Scorpion Canyon. God had used this family to encourage them more than words could express. And soon, they would discover just how much they truly needed this family of intercessors. For a time of great decision and challenge was awaiting these two camels in the days ahead.